This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Be a part of 242 Day.
242 Day. Time to celebrate 242 Day. Proud to be a beam in every way. 242 Day. Time to celebrate 242 Day. Proud to be a beam in every way.
Your beam and colors be patriotic, cause we bout to get loose. Someone say how loose? Loose like Bohemian Goose. February the 24th, 2023. Music, food, and entertainment happening this Friday. It's gonna be many beautiful colors displayed by beautiful people. Proud to be a beam in a love and service again, one people. Officially, we'll represent in every way. February the 24th is 242 Day. 242 Day. Time to celebrate.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 24th of February. That's 242 Day. Y'all already know what day it is. There's lots to celebrate. I am celebrating the way in which Bahamians have embraced this idea and this opportunity to think about ourselves, to dream about ourselves, and to become our better selves. There are lots of adverts coming in, businesses, and thank businesses for jumping aboard. I hear that Sands is offering a 2 for 2, that's 2 for 2, Bushcraft Light special today. And I like it. I like it because I saw Kalik have a 3 for 5. Today only for 242 Day. I like to see these two companies engaging in social activity. I want a little competition. In fact, I want to charge Kalik and Sands. I would love for y'all to sponsor a competition for the 50th Independence. See, Sands is recycling their bottles currently. And you can call Sands to find out the details, where to drop off bottles, what the price of the bottles are, what condition the bottles need to be in at drop off. But Commonwealth Brewery has stopped recycling their bottles. We gotta find something to do with all of these other bottles, right? And so, after all of the tomato bottlers have used up as many bottles as they can, and after the pepper sour vendors have used up as many bottles as they can, and after all of the glass makers use up as many bottles as they can, we still got a ton of bottles that are unnecessarily filling our landfill, right? So I want to throw out this idea that both Sands and the breweries responsible for Sands, Bear and Kalik, that y'all sponsor a competition for the 50th Independence celebrations for the best design and display using your bottles. The best design and display using your bottles. I think you should also have a segment in there for the best upcycling idea. That's when you see a used thing, you recycle it and you repurpose it, turn it into something else. And I think that would be a great initiative for both Sands and Commonwealth Brewery and Bohemian Brewery to sponsor. Here are some more of the promos for 242 Day. The Bush Cook is at it again, celebrating 242 Day. Pick two for $20. Pick two ID Conch Fettuccine, four Goat Pepper Lime Chicken Tacos, Mini Gully Wash Fettuccine, Chicken in the Bag, Guava Barbecue Wings, and Guava Duff waffles. Oh boy, that is a definitely a all Bahamian plate. All fabrics in the Bahamian colors are 30% off at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street, 4242 Day. Good morning. At Dupree Bahamas, we're offering 10% off any sale over $50 for 242 Day. That's 10% off of any sale over $50 for 242 Day, and they are on West Bay Street next to the new Duff and Bahama Grill Plaza. Oh boy, Kids Organic Farm. Hold on, y'all, are y'all growing organic durian on this farm? Is that what y'all raising? Anyway, Kids Organic Farm will be donating 24 eggs to 4 charities. They are giving 24 eggs to 4 charities for 242 Day. Thank you so much, Kids Organic Farm. From Sands, celebrate hard, drink light. Happy 24 Day, $242 Bush Crack Light. Thank you, thank you. And again, from Collect 242 Day, 3 for $5. Today only, guys, these specials are today only for the Kids Organic Farm. The donation will be made on the weekend because you can't rush the chickens. You can't rush the chickens. They will lay when they are ready to lay. I have another message for you from Equality Bahamas for International Women's Day 3. From zine making with Ponciana Paper Press to massage by Relax and Escape Mobile Spa, there's a lot to explore at the International Women's Day Expo, Saturday, March the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Dundas. Check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more. Catch Hands for Hunger, Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association, Bahamas Crisis Center, Dignified Girl Project, and many others at the International Women's Day Expo, Saturday, March the 4th, at the Dundas. Again, check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more. Producer, I see we got a caller on the line. We can go to that caller quickly. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Morning, Aaron. Great.
Morning, how you doing?
Two in the city, how you doing?
I am lucky. I am a Bahamianified.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to thank the lovely Bahamian lady. I should have sent a picture, but I have a permission. She lives in the States. She have a 242 on. She looks so nice. I'll say hello to her.
Okay, well, good morning to all the Bahamians in the diaspora that are showing up and showing out with all of us in the 242. You may be somewhere else, but your heart is right here in the 242 with us.
That's why I didn't get to notice it. It's a black shade, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Who have one black shade?
I think the what colorful dark shade? 242?
Oh, I mean, you could wear any combination of colors, black,
gold. I thought there's a T-shade for it.
No, oh, well, there may be, you know. We got some entrepreneurs out here that put things out fast, like the Bush Cook have a meal.
Yeah, because it seems like he has a market in the state because he has one of his nice 242 black shades.
So. Okay.
And there's no copyright involved with that, so I won't call it him.
Well, no, I don't think you...
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't know if you could copyright 242.
No, she copied the idea.
Yeah.
And put it into a map, but up to 242 carry on to the independence celebration.
It should do.
Yeah, it should do, guy. I heard the Leslie talk about it this morning,
mm-hmm.
and Jack Thompson, I think he was on. Yeah, talking about a possibility.
Yeah, right. In fact, yesterday in our conversation, older Bahamians expressed a need to sort of not chastise, but remind younger Bahamians of the importance of independence. Right.
Yeah.
But I think 242 Day could be like the beginning of independence season, right? And you know when 242 Day hits that you should expect activities to begin to ramp up leading to independence every year.
Yeah. Every year. And the reason why that is important because and we're going to be celebrating a diamond jubilee, diamond year, sorry.
Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A diamond. And diamond, you can half the people making, I hope to make 68 year.
Yeah.
So, I watched the Green Diamond Jubilee. So, that's the that's preparation for that now.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the time in here.
Right, and every time we do this, it's an opportunity to model and create models and generate new ideas for the next year.
Right, I show up by the time of year, every majority of the islands will be more independent.
Yeah.
Economically.
Absolutely.
Because you see what's happening in Long Island with the investment in Zuma. I think San Salvador is supposed to be getting some of the shipping company, like for some of the Grand Bahama, and that is huge if that happens. You know,
right.
So imagine when you reach that time, yeah, most of the independent be bringing in their own revenue.
Yeah.
But don't forget, the government provide each island to keep their 10%.
Yeah.
And what we mean extent, go to each family island.
Absolutely.
For infrastructures. Yep. And
Pumpkin Eater. My co-host.
You have to go ahead.
Good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm well. I thought I had myself, you know, these clothes that were.
Is that your boy?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I have enough behaving gear.
Well, that's why I come to call, but I end up getting into politics.
Yeah, but yeah. I figured you called to talk to him because we haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
Yeah, man.
He missed the Super Bowl talk.
Oh, yeah.
He missed the Pro Bowl talk.
I was so glad for what happened in the Super Bowl. So glad. Karma,
on
Playboy.
Your team ain't make it.
No, my team ain't make it. But the reason why I'm the team that lost is because they just couldn't just, you know, like you could have beat us 8-7, you know. You could have beat us 8-7. We only was good for one touchdown. And you rubbed it in and you tackled us for no reason. Mm. Like they played as if they were down by 10 with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And that's why the Eagles got beat. The Eagles got beat at their own game. I glad the Chiefs cheese out the game. Because that's how the Eagles played us. They played us cheesy.
Yeah,
they didn't need to do what they didn't need to tackle us and slam us down on the ground like that. Josh Johnson ain't no established NFL quarterback. He's been about 15, 16 teams. So, you know, but he gone and they knock him out. And now we left with Christian McCaffrey having to pass the ball. But listen to me, I'm so glad I'm back on radio right now to let all the Eagles fans know that's good. That's good for y'all. Die, but Eagles, die.
But it's all in the I told you all, it's all in the AFC.
Yeah. If we didn't make it, it was going to be in the NFC. But, you know, Brock Purdy got injured. He doesn't want to do surgery. That's fine.
Check the record for your boy. AFC went more Super Bowl than the NFC.
Slightly. Yeah, I think by six.
Check or seven.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Right.
Pumpkin Eater, only because deep in my heart, I know you called to talk to Mr. Eric Sawyer III this morning, you know. I know you called to talk to him. But I want to thank you very much, Pumpkin Eater. We're going to get back into some more football.
Oh, Pumpkin Eater. You there?
No, he gone.
Oh, he gone. Let me just let him know. Actually, we both wrong. The NFC leads the AFC 29-28.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just Google it.
All right. I got another ad here from M-Tech. Wear your colors. Celebrate 242 Day with M-Tech. Get 5% off on wearing each color of the Bahamas. M-Tech, I don't think you understand.
But listen, Mr. Sawyer, just have on every single. She have a yellow androgyn piece. She have a neck. She have a neck. What you got? Neck.
My neck mask.
Yeah.
I got my new fresh bandana.
You got a bandana on. You got Bahamian shades on.
I buy my bandana from the people them is who sell
food. You got on your tassel and you got yourself a whole flag just next to you.
Yes.
Where is your guava duff? That's
Hold
all
on.
You need.
I got on my aqua
socks. Oh, aqua socks and yellow shoes.
Right. Jeez. And I got my Madeira bark in the car brewing for a real Bahamian breakfast.
Yes. Yeah, if not, why not?
Absolutely.
I don't enough clothes. All I have on is a Bahamian T-shirt, and then the all important, you know, I'm Bahamian man thing that they have to wear.
Yeah, yeah.
A gold chain.
Yeah, but you's junior from senior. They don't get more Bahamian than you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
But listen, I got another ad here from Mother Free. Look here, this has got to be the most Bahamian advertisement in the world. Free scoop of freshly made, handcrafted dilly ice cream on a cake cone today at Mother Free's. That's not even shock. That's the name of the place. Mother Free's. In celebration of 242 Day, located in the Old Fort Town Center next to Fresh Market. We open at 11:30 a.m. till supplies last. Mr. Sawyer, let me tell you about what being Bahamian means. Being Bahamian means grabbing yourself at the farmer's market a pint of ice cream, but not just any regular ice cream. Vegan coconut ice cream, coconut milk ice cream with spicy dilly jam laced through with a little bird pepper.
That's like a cold margarita.
Dilly jam.
How you say it?
Yeah. What you do, right, when you want your margarita, what you do is you take your dilly, right, and you're going to reduce your dilly down to a sugar.
I see you got your paper towel there. I see your mouth dripping. Try to catch yourself.
Then you crystallize the dilly sugar, right? And then you use the dilly sugar to rim your margarita glass and all your cocktail glasses, right? We're doing it Bahamian for 242.
Yeah, Bahamian day.
In fact, look here. I was talking yesterday. We're going to get through these little stories.
Yeah.
Quick. We don't have much Carifta news this week. We don't much B3A's news this week. But we get this story coming out of
CIC Nigger is won.
Yeah, GSSSA.
Yeah. GSSSA, they won.
And they went after the boys won, I think, the night before. And D.W. Davis Junior Boys won.
I
didn't find the tag. I can't remember who won for the Junior Girls.
If somebody out there knows, say something.
Or they may not have played because they're still working on building capacity in all of the schools for a junior girls team, right? And they may not have played. But listen to this story. Yesterday, I referenced Exuma, right, as a place where, like, people in Exuma, they live differently than people in New Providence. I was about to say the Bahamas, you know, because, like, people in Bimini don't live like we live in the Bahamas. People in Exuma don't live like we live in the Bahamas. Their proximity to power and the economics of the island is freedom is different. They could get on a dinghy, they could get on a skiff, they could get on a fast boat, they could get on a ferry, they could get on a plane, a mail boat, right? Or a fishing boat.
And they sleep with their doors unlocked.
Right? And in the news, the sports news this week is this story, guys. Tour de Turquoise raises a record of $165,000 for Exuma. Last year, they raised $100,000 to purchase the bus for the school, for the L.N. Coakley High School. They purchased a bus, and this year, have you seen the bright blue bus, I need you to take a picture and tag it 242-day. Just tag it 242-day, right? Exuma, and hashtag Exuma, hashtag 242-day, right? But here is what it is. Having wheeled in record success when founder Howard Chang and sponsoring supporters like Arthur, Jeff Todd, Peter Nicholson, the largest shareholder at Grand Isle Resorts and Residences, and Bob Coughlin, founders of Friends of Exuma, vowed to top that figure in 2023. Many held their breath, doubting they could do it. And then they did it and hit $165,000, right? But they got a couple of organizations in Exuma that are supporting the community and fundraising efforts down there. And one of these organizations allows Canadians to get tax exemptions or deductions for donations made in the Bahamas.
That's good.
That's
because they're the Commonwealth country. So that's good that we're keeping it in the family.
Yeah, man. And this event
else good. Why can't we?
This event is supported by a group called Canada's Les Domestiques, which is cyclists who serve. And so this story is great, right? Because it's a blend of altruism and charity. But it's more than just charity. It's sports tourism.
I just want to tell you that. We're always talking about that.
Tourism. Right. And you're not just inviting them to come and make money. You're inviting them to come here and support.
Yeah.
A community, with the tourism.
Take pictures, drones, footage.
They do what they love, and we do what we love, which is invite people and host. Yeah. I wanted to pull that story up from, because yesterday I made that point that what liberation, sovereignty, freedom, what it means to be a Bahamian differs not just from generation to generation, but from island to island, right? And that's an important thing for us to remember.
Oh, by the way, before you move on to the next story, good morning, Mr. Vaughn Albury. Like, the Vaughn Albury says that he is an avid listener.
Well, thank you. Good morning, sir.
It's not Friday evening.
Yeah.
And he said to tell you hello.
Oh, good morning, sir. How are you doing? Okay. Turnquest moving through the rounds at World Championships. This young Bahamian Dakari Turnquest continues to excel in billiards internationally, moving through the rounds of the Double Elimination 2023 BCA, that's the Billiard Congress of America, Pool League World Championships at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. The event started on Wednesday. This young man is 16 years old.
I just got to tell you, like, he can't even, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he can't even drink in the Bahamas.
No. He can't even sleep out at night.
No. Like, he still have homework.
Yeah.
But I could beat him shooting bull, you know. I sure.
You sure?
Yeah, man, I sure. Just got to tie one on by any back, but I could beat
him. I was about to say, don't make me put my sea grapes on it.
No, man, I could beat him, man. Just tie on by any back, man. He's a little boy.
Anyway, there are also 12 to 15 pool shooters from the Bahamas who are also at the tournament.
Only people there.
Yeah, only a handful in the platinum division, but they are competing with 148 competitors in the platinum division and more than 600 competitors in the entire competition. And our boy, Turnquest, he is leading the charge.
Yeah, man, he can't on.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't on for true.
Here's another young Bahamian doing great things. Ferguson finishes third at Ilka Midwinter's East Regatta. Bahamian junior sailor Craig Ferguson continues to shine both locally and internationally in sailing. Representing the Bahamas Sailing Association, the 14-year-old finished third in the Laser 4.7 class of the Ilka Class 4 Midwinter's East Regatta in Clearwater, Florida over the weekend. There were 46 sailors in the fleet. He's one of the top youth sailors locally, had one first place finish, two second place finishes, two thirds in the seven race series, finishing with a net total of 23 and a grand total of 29. He also had a fifth and a sixth, but the sixth was thrown out because it was the lowest score. Ferguson, who finished first overall in the silver fleet, and the 2022 Arcus Optimus World Championship was one of five sailors to compete for the Bahamas in the regatta. The others were Enzo Godoy, Zachary Knowles, Katie Kelly, and Eliane Higgs, all in the Ilka Class 6. They finished 73rd, 78th, 79th, and 84th out of over 170 registered participants.
So they're in the top 50%.
Yeah, man.
In the top, everybody finished in the top 50%.
Yeah, man, these guys, these young.
Yeah, they moving up, they moving on.
And the why I like covering these stories is because we got to know what's happening to drive the debate about the national sport.
Basketball? Okay, no problem.
I mean, I just saying.
No problem.
The fact that Buddy Hield
has broken Reggie Miller's record.
Right. Mm-hmm. Franchise record. Whoever would have thought, even.
Nobody thought that you could break Reggie Miller's record.
Three-point record.
Yeah, it's okay to shoot the ball, but nobody shot trees like Reggie Miller shot trees. Reggie Miller used to take the ball off a curl screen, not and don't even look at the rim.
Yeah.
Take the ball and heave it.
Yeah. So Buddy and the men's team is playing Venezuela. I think they played Venezuela last night.
Yeah, they played in spoiler.
I'm very upset.
That's fine. I'm glad.
If you get a chance to beat them. That's Bahamian 2-4-2-day, you got to do it. But this question of the allocation of resources, man, because we ended up telling our senior women that we can't send you all to play because the men have bills, but we send the men to play and they don't lose. They can't go further. We are just saying that we may need to re-examine the way that we allocate resources regionally. Now, mind you, you could tell me, Aaron, this isn't just a one-season game, right? Like, our men's team need to continue competing so they can stay relevant and high in the ranks, right? Mm-hmm. They've moved up significantly this last season.
But somehow, someone out there who's a fan of basketball and know that they have two or three extra dollars. Listen, they needed
the
playing ticket
needed,
and
man.
Some hotel rooms.
And women.
And they could have probably shared a room.
You know?
Like at this point, if you know, say, you know, things tight, you know, but everybody just get a double room.
Yeah, man.
You know? And pull out couches and
and courts.
Yeah.
Women, let's lead the charge on this, right? Let's lead the charge and let's put our money where it needs to be, right? I'm not beating up men for this, right?
It's just the way the system is right now.
That's all.
And sometimes changing, you know,
easy.
And most Bahamians love to mouth murder.
Yeah,
we talk and we type it now.
Yeah,
you know, but to go there and, you know, raise the funds and.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Yeah.
All right, so back to sailing. The 36th St. Valentine's Regatta was a huge success. Last weekend, Montague Bay.
The regatta or the party afterward?
Both was huge. Yeah, the party was great, eh?
The party was off the chain like a free slave. I just saw it on a couple of people's snaps, and it was...
But I drive past there, and it looked like it was a great time.
I didn't
want
to drive past there. Cars was parked as far down as Eastern Road.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But I'll tell you why. Because this is the brainchild of the late Eliezer Johnson.
Eliezer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that old people name.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The sailing barber.
Yes, there you go. It took place on Saturday and Sunday. Whisper won with 15 points. Sweet Island Gal with 13. And Flash placed third with 12. Why this is so important. Organizers of the event thank the Bahamas Boat Owners and Sailors Association along with the fans, and the Johnson family, who organizes it, indicated that they will redouble their efforts to ensure that the legacy of their father continues to live on. That's the St. Valentine's Regatta.
And the 36th.
Yeah. But that's what you got to do. To bring the people to support the event.
That was a Bahamian artist concert out there, man.
What?
T-Mac, Nishi Ellis,
they had Abby?
Bloody.
Boy, Bloody, when Bloody said, Mahalia, why you leave me, gal?
Yeah, he was right out there.
I was in the search party looking for Mahalia, too.
I most definitely was not going out there.
No.
Because where I can park? Cars park as far as...
You're supposed to sail.
As the red carpet in.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and then as far down as past the dock there, onto the Eastern Road.
Let me tell you something.
People else. Round the side there by the old Montague Beach Inn.
Yeah. If the Sailing Barber family, if the Johnson family asks you for money to support this event, go support the event. It's a real... like Stelit say, it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamas,
man,
big thing. It's a real thing.
Sleet was out there too, man.
Sleet is out there?
Yeah, man. I saw the snaps.
Listen, when you all have Sleet, Avi, and Johnny Cake, and Shine
was out there.
All of them in one place. And you know, Bazzi, an underrated Bahamian artist.
Mm-hmm.
Bazzi. He made the gender equality, the referendum song, the number make song about, he may be the next KB. He makes songs about the issues we going through. Okay, cyclist Felix Neely, Cammy Roach, crowned King and Queen of the Hill. The New Providence Cycling Association's King and Queen of the Hill cycling race was held on Sunday. Congratulations to them. Taylor puts on show at conference championships. These are our Bahamian collegiate swimmers. Lamar Taylor in particular racked up action for Henderson State University.
University? Man, I'm sure I could beat him, man. He's younger than me.
Listen, he got an automatic qualifying time for the NCAA Division II championships in the 100-yard freestyle.
Yeah, man.
Saturday.
Freestyle? Man, I could beat him in that. Now, I'm going to say something like a butterfly or something then, Maybe not.
See, because I learned to swim? Swimming from sharks. That's how I learned to swim.
Oh, I thought you go on to the beach and your mommy and your daddy just grab you by your two hand and whoop, get in there.
That's a part of it, but it was like, I'm going to throw you off this boat in the middle of these sharks and see what you could do.
Yeah. Don't die.
Yeah, exactly. Producer, I see we got a call on the line. I take that call. If it comes through, I get... one more story here. Junior tennis players excel on Grand Bahama. We're going to get to your young phenoms in a second. Good morning, caller.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Now, I wanted to congratulate a young Bahamian lady.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sports Friday 2 and 242, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me say, I don't know if you know this, but you know I like to bring in stories.
Yes, sir.
We got a young Bahamian lady who's been training now for the Boston Marathon. But yes.
Okay.
And when I say young, she's 56.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be sleeping sometime 4 o'clock in the morning, she's running 26.2 miles.
Tell the police when they got me on my phone.
I just finished talking to her.
Okay.
She talks to me every morning about 4 o'clock in the morning, says, Marky, I had no. She runs from Eastwood
No, don't give her a route, Sparky.
I'm talking about different routes she runs, though.
I know, but don't...
They run with a group.
Okay, good. Okay.
They run with a group. They don't go there by themselves at 4 o'clock in the morning. What, a woman?
That's how I train.
They put on all the camouflage, the bright-up stuff and things, and they leave around 4 o'clock in the morning while Booster's sleeping or doing our night job.
Uh-huh.
And they run down the life of Key Roundabout and come back before y'all wake up.
Well,
but what I'm saying
good.
Is, over the weekend, uh-huh. She's listening right now on the car radio.
Yes, sir.
Over the weekend, she went to Fort Lauderdale and she ran in a qualifying race for the Boston Marathon.
And she qualified?
She missed the qualifying.
Oh.
Guess why she missed the qualifying?
By like 30 seconds.
No. She made a wrong turn and ran an extra mile.
Well,
instead of running 26.2 miles,
yeah,
she ran 27 miles.
Man, they got to
get... didn't take the time on her clock and check her amount of miles.
Yeah.
They take from the time you start the
line
to when you reach the finish line.
Yeah.
Now, if you make a wrong turn on the route, they wouldn't know that. They just know when you finish.
Yeah.
So she, if she'd have run the direct mile, she would have qualified.
Yes.
But she did that thing. But guess what?
Yes, sir.
In the 5K... The Friday before,
mm-hmm.
She ran the 5K. She came first overall, a Bahamian.
Way to go.
Way to go, Roy.
On Sunday, she ran the marathon.
Yeah.
And she came third out of 1,000 and something people. Third overall in her category.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She said that she got, her name is Miss Zerline Maycock, 56 years old. Runs every morning while most of us sleeping, but I be up around 4 o'clock with the dogs and stuff. So I'd just like to say a shout-out to our own Bahamian on 242 Day, a young lady, a young ponytail, flapping lady with a little thing in the back there. She ain't got no big thing. She's skinny.
Listen,
but
I get
she's it. Run while we sleeping. Every morning, that woman running 5, 10, 26 miles to life and key and back. My car can't go that far. My car will overheat.
Yes, sir.
I try to go more than 3 miles.
Thank you, Sparky.
But what I'm saying to Miss Zerline Maycock from Sparky and the Bahamian crew on 242 Day, congratulations bringing the Bombers in first in the 5K in Fort Lauderdale this weekend and third overall in a category from 50 to 59.
I got you. Thank you so much, Sparky. Thank you, and congratulations to Zerline Maycock, one of the young people, them.
I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, too. That ain't no big show off.
I mean, I was up as well, but...
I was up to pee. I was going back to sleep.
I can't...
But, I mean, I was up.
Let's just say that there was a ghost part of it, and there was a move part of it.
Yeah. Hi.
Absolutely. Producer, I don't know if we need to go to a break, but I need to give my friend, Mr. Sawyer, some time BA. Tell me what's happening. This was the all-star...
Oh, to get ready?
Yeah.
Come on. After the break, are you ready? Are you born ready?
Because I need to know...
What happened?
The scores didn't change. The standings didn't change much, man. Anyway, you on the clock. We're coming right back. Y'all listen to this music, 242 Day by Solo May. We'll be right back.
Patriotic, because we about to get loose. Someone say, how loose? Loose like Bohemian Goose. February the 24th, 2023. Music, food, and entertainment happening this Friday. It's going to be 10 beautiful colors displayed by beautiful people. Proud to be a Bahamian in love and service, again one people. Officially we'll represent in every way. February the 24th is 242 Day. 242 Day. Time to celebrate.
Music lovers, it's time once again for the annual Jazz in the Gardens Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. Your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip, taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at bahamasair.com or call 702-4140.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient. so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
KB and Sting, coming with the Bohemian Ting! Come on! Woo! Hairy, bone, and bread. I don't want to live nowhere else, even when I'm dead. I's a bohemian, and I always late. If you want me there by night, better tell me come eat. See, I's a bohemian, and I don't like say.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock on this Sports Friday. Before we start talking basketball and NFL, let me just remind you all, we still got a player in the NFL, Michael Strawn. He played for the Colts. Colts played for Peanuts this season. I don't know what they was.
Have a new system. We'll see what's going on. They hired the Eagles offensive coordinator.
Okay.
So we'll see if that helps.
That helps them. That was a horrible season for them, man. Yeah. Not as bad as the Titans. And the Texans.
Well, the Texans, not the Titans. The Titans is okay.
You all right?
Yeah, they're respectable.
I expected more from them almost, this season.
I did too. I did too. Because I told you from the season started, that was my dark horse.
Yeah.
For the AFC. I did too. But, you know.
All right.
So the cookie crumbles.
Before we get in there, our neighbors to the west, Haiti is headed to the World Cup. Congratulations to Haiti for qualifying for their first ever Women's World Cup, beating Chile 2-1 in the FIFA Women's World Cup Qualification Intercontinental Playoffs. The 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup will be the ninth edition for the FIFA Cup, the quadrennial International Women's Association Football Championship contested by women's national teams and organized by FIFA. The whole tournament is changing its format, and now we will have 32 teams up versus 24, and they are replicating the same World Cup format
from the men.
Right, and that they've changed. They're going to put in more teams, and the women have stepped theirs up as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be, the games are going to be played in New Zealand and Australia, and the first game is going to be at Eden Park.
Auckland.
New Zealand and Auckland, and Norway in Auckland, 2023. So it's going to be from July 20th to August 20th, 2023.
Man, I'm gonna do my best to see if I can get there.
But if you,
I say I can do my best. If you start sailing now. If I start sailing, I gotta pay for no plane ticket.
Yeah. You may be able to get there by then.
Yeah.
All right. So, NBA All Star Weekend. I'm a little confused on my stats here, Mr. Sawyer, because I'm looking at the team rankings, right? Mm. I list them from week to week. Mm. And ain't nothing changed. The Lakers still doing horrible.
Well, let me tell you what happened. During the All-Star break, the star players from each team go play together.
Yeah.
At a separate, you know, a venue. And so that means every other NBA team, well, every NBA team gets to rest. All its players get to rest. Some players come home, you know, players go to their...
They're getting paid too much money to rest. They could sleep at night. They're getting paid too much money to rest.
That's how I felt about the Celtics game against the Bucks a couple of weeks ago. Like, the Celtics knew they were about to have a nine-day break with the All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
You know, because they hadn't played from last week, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Last time was the first game since then. And the Celtics, and they played the Bucks, I think, the Sunday or Saturday previous.
Yeah.
Marquee game that you mark on your calendar, and you still don't play your starters for whatever reason. They say rest. You know you have rest coming in 4 days.
Right. Why not
this
just jam out?
This is a big game. Jam out, man.
Be like Buddy.
You're being paid millions of dollars to play. You know how much money these fellas getting paid to play ball?
I mean,
and
LeBron
and
gets...
They need a break? No, see? Like, what happened in the All-Star game is already starting to become a travesty. You know, I can understand the Pro Bowl and the fact that they don't tackle anymore because they play hard every week, you know, and it's a very violent sport. But for the NBA to just allow the Celtics to let their stars sit on a night whereby everyone is tuning in, it's a Saturday night.
Right, it's not just on the court, it's behind the camera as well.
Exactly.
People are watching.
Ratings and whatnot. Yeah. But this NBA All-Star game was the lowest rated NBA All-Star game.
This is what I've heard. I heard even Rihanna's halftime show had better ratings than them.
Okay.
But listen, let's get to this call quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Hi, sorry, we miss you. Caller, I think they was calling in to say, yeah, even Rihanna drew more attention.
I'm saying a lot because that Rihanna performance. Fine, she was pregnant. I don't want no feminists come looking for me. And the point is, if she knows she couldn't do it, why say yes?
Oh, no, I think she did it. I tell you, I think that Bad Gal Riri did
it. We were expecting Bad Gal Riri. We were not expecting that. Yeah, okay, all the women out there that listening, okay.
No,
yes,
we got
okay.
the first national
pregnant,
hero of the new
blah,
republic,
blah, blah,
Riri.
Blah, blah, blah. That's not the point. The point is what we were expecting we did not get.
Yeah. I think that's
that
a big
22
part of it.
Minutes of not of what we wanted.
Of maturity. But hold,
we don't want no maturity. We want a Super Bowl halftime show, man. It's a Super Bowl, man.
Listen, this is fine. Let me get to this call and we can get back because I think there's a gendered tension in there. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Caller? You was right there, caller?
Man.
Hey, I hear you now.
No, I say congratulations to Haiti.
Oh, yeah, that's up, man.
Yeah, I saw that information. That's one who won that, so...
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. Looking forward to July. That's going to be a wonderful Women's World Cup.
Yeah, we got to follow the playoffs.
You got a station cover over in that ESPN? And
I hope so. It's big. FIFA, we can find it.
All right. Okay. Let's cover it. Let's cover that for our women.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So let's get back to this this gendered tension, right?
No, man,
no
gender
because men
want to
watch
part.
The halftime show too.
We want to see the halftime show for what it is. But I watch men because I was at a spot for the halftime show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I watch men get up and suck their teeth and go get a beer and go to the bathroom and go outside.
Yeah,
for a
because
smoke.
She's married.
And
I
then
mean,
as soon as Rihanna finished, there were some ladies that came out. That just an unexpected amount of ladies came out. And as soon as the halftime show was finished, we realized what they came out for.
Yeah.
They came out for the halftime show. And they left satisfied, some of them, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them were just overly satisfied. And I was like, oh, Janet Jackson has done the halftime show? Do you know we've had Beyonce do the halftime show? Do you know we've had Black Eyed Peas do the halftime
show? She's no longer Bad Gal Riri. She is now the first national hero of the Republic of Barbados.
I ain't into that. This is the Super Bowl. This ain't your time to be nobody's ambassador nowhere. You come up there, so we supposed to see the show. We supposed to see Under My Umbrella, Ella.
Now,
we need a show, bro.
There was a tribute to the late fashion designer and icon. I can't remember his name. I think it's Lamar, maybe Andre. I am going to be excommunicated for not remembering his name. A part of it was a tribute to him. But it was a very interesting critique of the show. I liked it. I thought it was a more mature
That's
Rihanna.
Not what we come for. We ain't come for no mature Rihanna. We come for the Super Bowl. We're drinking beers. We're eating chicken wings. You know, we. This is the Super Bowl. This is the last time I can be seen in my jersey and nobody thinks, wow, it's wash day.
I think really a part of the expectation was like you finally not pregnant.
Yeah.
But then it turns out you're still pregnant again.
Yeah, you pregnant again.
Yeah.
Why say yes if you know full well?
What do people want? And you ain't come to bring it.
And you ain't come to bring it.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Listen, let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Okay. We missed them.
Oh, yeah. You know, and back to the All-Star game.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your question now? What was the highlight of the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I heard it wasn't the skills. I heard it wasn't the dunk competition.
But the dunk competition was nice.
Yeah?
It was nice. That white boy was nice.
Who is he, Mac?
Mac McClung.
Yeah.
He's been trying for years to get in the NBA, you know. Been a part of the G League. Like, that just goes to show you how many fellas out there really trying to make the league. Because the league really has only had about 5,500 players, you know, in its entirety, in its history of playing ball. It's a small fraternity.
Okay.
Like, there's more Q-Dogs and Sigmas and whatnot than there are NBA past players, past and present.
Now, I got a text, just quickly, a text just came in and it said, listen, I'm a woman and I agree with Mr. Sawyer. I found it, and she used the word underwhelming.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much, Dexter.
Well, I tell you what, after the last year's halftime show, with all the hip-hop stars.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
And then all of the commentary after somebody catch Snoop Dogg leaning over to take a toke or the smoke.
Yeah.
Right? It was low.
Yes.
And this was definitely...
Dr. Dre.
Compared to the last show, this was
Eminem,
definitely a more stable...
Mary J. And you can have Rihanna up there talking, but...
It was almost like it stopped raining in the Caribbean.
Yeah,
right? I don't even know where my umbrella is.
Dog.
I kind of feel that.
So, I mean, you know, I understand she's pregnant, but, you know, and maybe certainly she, her body physically cannot do it this time. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm not disputing that. Just say no that you can't do it. Let's get Beyonce up there again.
Is this an omen for the future of the league? Are we going to see a more gentrified, a more gentle, and a more severely refereed game next season?
Football?
Yeah.
Of course, Tua alone can cause fellas to look at every play now with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah,
you know, Tua alone can cause that.
And so, then Hamlin to follow it up.
Oh, gosh, wait, listen. Oh man, Hamlin was the icing and the box for the cake.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know to what extent the NFL, or like how long it would have taken the NFL to recover if Hamlin had unfortunately, you know, if he had passed away.
Yeah, and there's so many conspiracy theorists stating that that's not Hamlin that we're looking at. One tattoo here missing, the next thing in there, and the gold cap there.
Let me just tell y'all, I don't think the NFL has enough money. Like, I don't have enough money to get
a family. And you could tell on the family's face that he is indeed alive. There's enough money, if you really love somebody, to fake that they live in.
Yeah.
You would have seen pain in his mother's eyes alone.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to to hold him.
No, I don't care how much millions you put on my account. My child is now dead. And y'all want me to lie about it for the rest of my life to save y'all precious league? No, sir.
Okay, so listen, Celtics, Bucks, 76ers, Cavaliers hold the top four spots in the Eastern Conference. Heat in seventh. Pacers, despite how well Buddy is doing, Pacers are still in the 12th spot, and mm-hmm. Hornets are still in the 14th spot.
Mm-hmm.
We can't blame that on Kaido because he's still down in the G League putting up big numbers.
Yeah, they need to bring him up because I believe he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a stretch run now. You're trying to get to at least the 10th seed to get in the play-in. Bring him up.
Yeah. Western Conference, Nuggets holding number one, Grizzlies in second place. This Lakers, these four California teams, they're very interesting.
And the Lakers beat the Warriors last night.
For real?
They beat them last night.
By how much?
122 to 114.
Ooh, that's a high-scoring game.
124 to 111.
Kings in the third spot. Clippers in the fourth spot. Suns, Aiden is in 2-28. Warriors in the ninth spot. And but Lakers, 13th spot.
But there's only 4.5 games separating fifth from 13th, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very tight.
Very tight. And all the Lakers have to do is to go on a bit of a run now. You know, D'Angelo Russell got hurt last night, sprained ankle. But it's not as bad. It's not as bad as, you know, as they thought because the x-rays came back negative. But if they could get to the sixth seed, they beat the Kings. They beat the Kings in the first round. See, the goal is to get to the sixth seed. You don't want no part of Ja Morant because y'all too. Y'all are a bit faster, but still, you know, still a bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want no part of the Nuggets because Jokic had a triple-double again last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, they beat the Pistons last night.
Okay.
You know, you don't want nobody wants to see Luka.
No one
wants to see Luka. You know, Luka them beat the Spurs last night. The Spurs have now lost 15 straight games, franchise record.
Woo.
Yeah, the Spurs is garbage. Yeah, they got rid of everybody. They
but are the Spurs worse than the Hornets, though?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. The team with Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan is retired, mate. He's currently in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I know we say that, but what I mean, when you say the team of Tim Duncan, what you're really saying is the team of fundamentals.
Yeah.
You know?
Greg Popovich is now up in the owner's box now. He's not even
worried about that, hey?
No,
Oh, yeah. Boy. Spurs, I never thought it would have happened to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened to them before. But a year before they got Tim Duncan, they were the seller in the league.
Yeah.
You know, because David Robinson got hurt.
Yeah.
They were
unstoppable, eh?
Yeah, 96, 97. And then in 97, they drafted a man from Wake Forest named Timothy Duncan.
Yeah.
And the rest for 20 years... It's history.
Yeah. That's a Caribbean boy.
Yeah, that's a Caribbean boy. And he just learned to play ball in like grade 9, you know.
Yeah,
grade
nine, grade ten.
He ain't been no ball. So that's why he only knew fundamentals.
Yeah.
Like he didn't have time to start to do crap with the ball and to travel and
Now, as we close the shows, Mr. Sawyer, I have a text here for you that says, great show as usual. Please tell your guests to restrain from disrespecting the queen of the big four heads. Dear Texter. Why you do that to me, Texter?
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for
Absolutely.
That.
I mean, I come from a family of big forehead people, and I agree with them.
I know the feeling.
Don't be disrespecting us big forehead people, sir.
I don't. I'm not disrespecting the forehead. I never said anything about our forehead. Our forehead was quite prominent and shiny. Never disrespecting that. There was not a pimple on that forehead.
Listen, if you need to figure out what to do for 242 day, here's a suggestion. Rest today. And gather up all of your energy because you're going to pick up your insurance, them, throw them in your car, and you go into every gym in New Providence, and you're going to go and support some Bahamian sports. You're going to go watch some little Bahamian insurance.
Something, man. Get out there. You got basketball. You got soccer. You got cricket going on.
Archery
always
swimming.
Going on.
There's a swimming tournament going on
this weekend.
I'm sure
there's another track meet this weekend.
If you see me, you may catch me running from pot cake out of people's yard. Something sporty is happening.
Something Bahamian is that we got to get them jujus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Juju season is almost over, people.
Yeah, man. So whatever left, try get them.
And this is the perfect time. My favorite part of juju season is called the juju raisin time. They shrivel up on the tree.
That's how my daddy like it. How my daddy like it.
Oh,
no, I don't mean to that.
Oh,
no,
they're the best.
I made my juju like golden.
Yes, the height of perfection.
Yeah, right.
That's when they're right.
50%. That's when I want.
Yes, sir. Solo Mate, thank you very much. To the Bahamas, it's 242 day.
Have a great one.
This is what I love.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.